I Can't Help Myself, Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, and Our Flag Means Death fanfic by Oat Milk Truther. Relationship, Blackbeard, Edward Teach, and Steed Bonnet. This is a short, fluffy, modern AU one-shot. Let's begin. Technically, it's Steed's fault. Like, Ed only called him babe, and it was once. And besides which, Frenchie calls people babe all the time. And he's literally Aero, so it doesn't have to mean anything, is the argument he would make if Steed had bothered to ask. But he didn't, and he doesn't, and instead tries to instigate psychological warfare, is what Ed would call it, again, if anyone asks. Because they get fully settled into their table, gearing up for pub trivia night, and then Steed leans over and says, with a wink, "Sweetheart, I'm gonna hit the bar. Would you like anything?" Sweetheart. It sets Ed's heart fluttering. It makes him blush. He's half liable to swoon, because Ed would love to be Steed's sweetheart, or really his anything beyond his super casual best buddy Ed, but Ed's been dropping hints like stitches when he tries to knit hungover for years, and no one can be that oblivious unless they're just not interested. And the wink, it has the flavor of a bit, like a game. Like, sure, call me babe, I'll one-up you with sweetheart. And Ed doesn't lose games with Steed, doesn't ever step on his bits. So instinct takes over, and he immediately responds back. "Why, thank you, love. Could you grab me that mocktail they make? The Havana?" And then Steed fires back, "Anything you like, Angel Cakes," and disappears to the bar. And Angel Cakes is definitely disgusting, and it's definitely a game, and Ed is definitely going to win. Lucius is looking at him like he's trying to solve a puzzle, but that's something for later Ed to deal with, when Lucius is three drinks in and sloppy enough to cause problems on purpose, instead of just on accident like he normally does. Ed starts strategizing. What's the metric here? Most saccharine? Most romantic? Flowery? Poetic? Knowing Steed, the answer is all of the above, applied as creatively as possible. Which means Ed has his work cut out for him. And when Steed makes his way back from the bar and sets their drinks down, Ed is ready to do his country proud and take home gold in whatever it is they're doing tonight. "Thank you, my succulent gumdrop." "Hmm," Steed says. "Hmm, what hmm?" For a moment, Ed panics. Did he misread this? Did Steed even notice what he was doing? But no. No, Steed just scrunches up his nose. Negative. "Well, seems a bit gauche, since I've been on a sweets theme for my pet names. Bit copycat, if you ask me." "Huh, I'll show you copycat," Ed mutters into his drink, and takes a sip. "I'm sure you will, precious little kitten that you are," Steed says, and then sips his drink, looking innocently over the rim of his glass. "Gross," says Lucius, to which Ed can only bite back. "Unfair. You and Pete are way worse." Wrong thing to say, because Lucius just arches his brow like he's won something. "So true, Edward. Me and my boyfriend are much worse than that." Ed does not like his tone, and elects to ignore it. Besides, he's behind. Precious little kitten was good, and definitely did not stir something in Ed that he will be unpacking somewhere between several hours later in his own dark bedroom, and never at all, actually, and thanks for asking. Certainly not now, especially since the MC is announcing 10 minutes to the start of trivia, and that's another game Ed refuses to lose, even though the group keeps threatening to bar him and Steed from ever captaining trivia again because they're way too intense about it. Their friends just have no spirit of competition. "Lovykins," Steed says in Ed's ear, and it's actually fucked up that a horrible pet name like that still has the power to make Ed shiver, just a little, but Ed's no slouch. "Yes, honey bunches of oats?" Steed wrinkles his nose again, but doesn't take the bait. "Could you grab the trivia sheets from the MC for us?" "Oh yeah, sure thing, my artichoke center." Steed looks at him in confusion. "What?" As he stands to go grab the papers, but Ed says nothing. Let Steed figure that one out himself. Ed'll wait. "My heart," Ed thinks loudly in his direction. He collects the sheets with a nod to the MC and swings back around to the table, just catching the end to Lucius saying, "Iz, it's disgusting and it needs to stop." Steed looks serenely at Lucius, and then up at Ed, same serene look and a bigger smile. "I haven't the foggiest notion what you're talking about, Lucius. I'm just trying to enjoy pub trivia night with my friends, and the shining beacon of light to my heart awash in a sea of darkness." Lucius groans. Frenchie asks him, "Why you even bother?" Roach and Pete wisely keep to themselves, and Ed ups the ante. "Don't have to try too hard, Sugar Britches. Every day with you is a joy." "Aw, Snookums, that's so sweet. Now focus up. That group from the retirement home is here again, and we are not repeating the St. Patrick's Day massacre."
"You got it, Pookums."
"Wookums, have you seen my pen? I swear I left it on the table."
"Yeah, Nookums, it started to roll away, so I put it in my pocket. Here."
"Why, thank you, Tookums."
"Of course."
Ed is mercifully cut off by the MC starting her trivia intro, because he honestly doesn't know how he was going to come up with another rhyme without it getting inexcusably weird. And then they're caught up in the fierce competition that is trivia night, when Steed hasn't yet had enough of his wine to be fun bitchy, and is mostly just mean bitchy, and Ed can't spare the brain cells for anything more creative or disgusting than schmoopsy poo and sweet cheeks. Not that he's dropping the bit, he's just easing up. And to be fair, Steed is matching him, absently dropping Sugar Bear and Love Bug as they work their way through the trivia prompts. And then trivia is over, Ed is sipping the dregs of his third Havana, and Steed is triumphantly striding up to the MC to drop off their trivia sheet, and then flouncing back to their table and depositing himself into the chair right next to Ed.
"Well, my sparkling moon and stars, I firmly believe we have that one in the bag, if I do say so myself," Steed says. That smug Steed smirk that gives Ed a complicated rage response where it's like, he's so cute and handsome, but he's so smug, and Ed can't even kiss him about it. So his knee-jerk reaction is to smack him. He never has. One time when he was drunk, he almost did, but he was drunk, so he missed. And Steed was drunk, so he thought Ed was going for a hug. It's best forgotten entirely, to be honest.
"Well, sugar tits," Lucius audibly gags, again. "You know what they say about counting your chickens before they hatch."
Steed goes pink around the cheeks at that one. Ed swears he does. It's not even the heat of the bar or the alcohol, it's pinker. And Ed might actually win this one. He might actually get Steed to tap out, because blushing is Steed's first precursor to stumbling over his words. And if Ed can get Steed to stumble over his words, then that's the night in the bag.
"You are, of course, correct, lover," Steed says into his drink.
And Ed doesn't know why. It's a game. They've been ribbing each other all night. It's silly. Ed knows it's a game. Steed knows it's a game. The whole damn bar knows it's a game. So why is that the one that hits him right in the gut? Why is that the one that has Ed curling in on himself, hunching up his shoulders like it'll protect him from the shame, the embarrassment? Because of course Ed would never be Steed's lover, would never be anything but his good friend. Steed would never want him like that. And haha, it's so fucking funny to everyone else in the whole fucking world. But not to Ed. No, not fucking funny anymore. Ed shoves his chair back and moves to stand. Bites out a strangled, "You won." "Ed, don't want to play anymore." "Wait, Ed." But Ed's already on his way to the bathroom, racing the tears prickling at the corners of his eyes. Because he is so fucking stupid, and he is not going to let anyone see him cry. Not when the only person he can blame is his own damn self. He shoves his way into the bathroom and finds the very last stall in the row to lock himself into. And the second the door latches, the tears come, hot and fat and wet. And it's dumb. He's never fucking cried about Steed before, even at his most pathetic. Him and Steed, their relationship is good. Ed's literally never had a friend like Steed. And Ed had resigned himself to that relationship, staying firmly in the friendship arena a long time ago. There's only so hard you can throw yourself at a guy before you just have to accept that it's not going to happen. But that was fine, because they could still do a lot of the things Ed wanted from a life partner. Someone to run errands with, someone to cook for, someone to see new movies with, someone to accompany him to all the dumb events being an adult seemed to require of him. Steed was always down for all of it. But something about lover, all of that plus, all of that and more, all of that and all of the things, the closeness, the touch, the tenderness, the intimacy, all of that syrupy sweet shit Ed hadn't had since long before Steed came into his life. Actually never really had, except in tiny little chopped up pieces scattered throughout his life. It just fucking stung. Ed was never gonna get over Steed, and Steed was never gonna be into him like that, and Ed was actually, really, truly gonna go the entire rest of his life as no one's lover, as no one's darling, as no one's sticky sweet kitten mitten. Which was kind of gross, but for Steed, Ed would probably be it. Not that he was ever going to find out, because Steed didn't want him. Ed? There's a tentative knock at the door. Ed's not here, Ed says through his sniffles. Who knows? Maybe the sobs will disguise his voice. This is Jeff's stall. And Jeff is busy. Pooping. Ed, come on. If you give the same fake name every time, eventually I'm going to catch on. You know that. It's not Ed. And even if it was, he's pooping. I can wait. Come on, mate. It's weird to just stand around listening to a guy poop. Some things are meant to be between man and God. Poop quietly, then. Ed sighs, collapses against the side of the stall, his head making a hollow thunk. Come on, Steed. Just leave it. It's pointless. He knows that. The only person more stubborn than Ed is Steed, and the margin is actually pretty wide. But he's all snotty, and his eyeliner is definitely smudged. And if Steed isn't permanently disgusted with him now, he sure will be. And Ed is just feeling so very fucking fragile. I won't leave it. Clearly you're upset. And honestly, darling, I'm not sure why, but... Stop that. We're not playing anymore. I don't want to play anymore. Oh, Ed, is that why you're upset? Ed shrugs, even though he knows Steed can't see it. Mumbles into the wall of the stall, a dejected... maybe. I'm sorry, Ed. I didn't mean to upset you. I thought we were having fun. Kinda a mean joke, though. I mean, I'm used to it. Ed blinks, feels his lashes sticky with tears. Blinks some more. What do you mean you're used to it? Oh, you know, haha, who would want to date Steed Bonnet, right? It's fine. No need to get upset on my account.
I would.
Oh, shit. Ed didn't exactly mean to say that, but he's about 70% snot by volume and his shields are down. Oh well. In for a penny.
I would want to date you.
Now, Ed, that's not funny. Ed takes a deep breath, pries himself up off the toilet seat, and slowly slides the latch open, lets the door swing wide. Ed? Not. Ed sniffs, wipes at his eyes. Not joking. Wasn't joking. All night. Oh, Steed says, except more like the sound escapes him in a gust, a rush of air, knocked loose with surprise, and something like hope starts building in Ed's chest. If you weren't joking, and I wasn't joking, then... Steed blinks. Looks like he's trying to differentiate equations in his head, trying to piece it all together. Well, what then? Ed hedges. I think... You kiss me? Steed smiles. It lights up his whole face. The only word Ed can think is brilliant. And then Steed leans in, carefully cups Ed's jaw, even though it's damp with tears, and kisses him. And Ed feels brilliant, brilliant in every sense of the word. Lit up from the inside, sparkling and refracting light into rainbows that arc from his chest right into Steed's. Brilliant. Seconds later, hours later, forever and no time at all, Steed pulls back, slow blinks his eyes back open, looks at Ed all tender, hand still cupping his jaw, and says, "Hello, darling." And it doesn't sting. It warms Ed all the way through to his core, because this time Ed knows he means it. The end. If you enjoyed this, please head back to the archive to leave all of the kudos for Oat Milk Truther. The link for that is going to be in behind this track on SoundCloud. Thanks.